Testing 1, 2, 3. This is Dr. Avila, and this is Love University. Welcome everybody back. We have some interesting news. Our beloved co-host, Ignacio Nachin Sandoval, has decided to move on to a new project. And we wish him the best, and we congratulate him on his new ventures. I will be running that Love University and also having great guests and other people to come on, as we always have. So let's start today talking about the power of personality type. Now, personality is an interesting topic. It comes from the root word persona, which means mask. You know, everyone has a mask on, you know, that covers their nature. Sometimes you have an angry mask, an excited mask, a bored mask, or a happy mask. Now, that mask may be part of who you are internally, or it may be something that you put on just to impress other people. And that's where we get into trouble. When we put on a mask to impress other people, often the mask comes off, and then we realize that, you know, we're not being ourselves, and they realize it too. And if we're in a relationship, we realize we're incompatible, and that's where a lot of problems start. So today we're going to unmask ourselves, and I'm going to talk about the 8 personality types, or what I call the 8 personality masks. And our goal is to have pride in who we are, our nature as we are, to be authentic with ourselves. Instead of trying to change ourselves, you know, we can accept ourselves. The first one is called the introvert personality. Now, introverts, people that get energy from their own thoughts. They like to spend time reading, writing, thinking, and meditating. That doesn't mean that they're shy. I wrote a book called The Gift of Shyness. It talks about the shy personality who's sensitive and a good listener, but they're also self-conscious, and they're afraid of being criticized and judged and rejected. Introverts, on the other hand, can be non-shy. They can be very comfortable with people, but their energy is within themselves. So they like to spend time at home, reading, listening to stuff, spending time with a few close friends. They might like to go out and socialize, and they can even be the life of the party, but then they get tired, they get burnt out, and they need to go recharge. So if you're an introvert, you're about 45% of the population, and you might be a writer, a creative person, engineer, scientist, a teacher, and you like to think things over as opposed to necessarily talk all the time, but you do like to talk at times. Extroverts, raise your hand if you're an extrovert, or I guess you can talk if you're an extrovert. You guys are the kind of people to like to express yourselves in communication. In relationships, you like to talk things out, and you like to socialize, you like to be with a lot of people. And that's also a very interesting power. You know, we live in an extrovert society where, you know, communicating, sales, marketing, those things are very much valued, and those are good things. And introverts also have a lot of value. You know, they're the thinkers and the creators. So between the two, we have a great dimension. We also have the practical people, people that are very feet on the ground. We call it concrete and sensory. They like to look at the details of life, you know, the realities, the facts. Then we have the imaginative people, people who are intuitive and creative. And you guys also have a lot to offer because you can come up with great ideas. The other personalities are the thinker versus the feeler. The thinker is a logical person that makes choices by their logic and their analysis and what they think is right and true. Feelers, on the other hand, are those that are more emotional. They make choices based on their feelings or values and how something will impact a relationship. So sometimes you get a thinker with a feeler in a relationship. The thinker is very straightforward. It says, that shirt makes you look fat like a pig. In reality, they're not trying to hurt your feelings. They're just trying to say, you know, that shirt doesn't look good on you. The feeler, however, takes it personally. They think, wow, that's an insult. I'm really angry. So again, it's a different way of communicating. So if you're in a relationship with someone who's different, you're a thinker and they're a feeler, you want to speak their communication style. You know, the thinker relies on logic and they want to cut through the BS and get to the point. And the feeler, on the other hand, is more the sensitive person and they value relationships. If they need to say something to someone, the feeler, and it may hurt their feelings, they may not say it because they value the relationship more. And finally, we have the structured person versus the spontaneous person. Now, the spontaneous person, I say, hey, let's go to Vegas, or let's go to a resort tomorrow, a work day. They would just take off because they like to be spontaneous. The structured person would say, no, I got to plan it. I got to think about it. And again, in relationships, you often find a structured person with a spontaneous person. The structured person is on time, organized, and structured. The other person, spontaneous person, is often a little bit messy, disorganized, and late. But they like to live their life in a very free-flowing and easygoing way. And the key is to respect each other's style. And all these personality types, if you're in a relationship with someone, or it could be a work relationship, or it could be a friendship or a romance, you want to learn how to respect their style. And that's the key. Because if you don't, then you're going to get into a lot of conflicts. and you're going to want to change that person, and they're not going to be happy, and you're not going to be happy. At the same time, you need to accept and embrace your own personality type. If you're an introvert, you like to spend time on your own. If you're an extrovert, you like to be with other people. Whatever it is, learn how to be yourself. Take off your mask for yourself first before you can take off your mask for others. So taking off your mask is the ideal thing, the crucial thing. But beyond even the personality types we talked about, there are four, what I call love type groups, personality groups, that are very unique and very important to know, especially in relationships. If you're trying to meet the right person, a soulmate, a compatible person, you want to find out if they match your personality group. The personality groups are the meaning seeker, the security seeker, the excitement seeker, and the knowledge seeker. The meaning seekers are individuals that have intuition and feeling. These are the people that like psychology, philosophy, spirituality, finding the meaning in life. They're interested in creative things and arts and things like that. Some people call them the dreamers, the creative kind of people. They're emotional, they're sensitive, and also they have that imagination. Now, these individuals, the way to appeal to them is to talk about, you know, higher topics like psychology, philosophy, spirituality, and the arts, and to appeal to their sense of making a contribution. Often they're humanitarians. They're people that like to change the world and do positive things in the world. So you can really inspire them in that way, and also get involved in activities like art groups, psychology groups, Greenpeace, or other organizations that help people, humanitarian, Humane Society for Animals, for example. Another kind of a personality group are known as the knowledge seekers. These are people that are high in intuition and thinking, logic. Some of these are scientists, people, engineers, technology, computers, business people. They're very analytical, but also they're very creative as well. They like to come up with solutions to problems. There are great inventors, people like Elon Musk, for example, the high technology individuals, Steve Jobs. These are the folks that definitely love to change the world, to create something different. They're not as emotional or touchy-feely as the meaning seekers, for example. They can sometimes be sarcastic, and they like debating, witty repartee. And they like intellectual stimulation in their partners and their mates. So if you can be witty with them and debate them and get into a little bit of an argument over some theoretical or esoteric topic, they will love that. You know, they love that kind of back and forth, a little witty repartee. Now, some types, like the meaning seekers, may find that a little bit too much. You know, may take it personally, but the knowledge seekers love that. Then we have another combination of group called the security seekers, those that are sensory or what we call practical or sensual, and they are structured. They like to be on time. They're reliable, they're dependable. These are the designated drivers, the people that love tradition, responsibility, security, and they're very loyal in relationships. They are the ones that, you know, if your wallet gets stolen, they're going to turn it in. If someone is drinking, they're going to be the designated drivers. They're reliable, dependable, and, you know, basically the backbone of society. Now, the thing about security seekers that is an issue for them is that sometimes they get involved in the wrong relationships. And because they're so loyal, they may stay there, even abusive relationships. They're always trying to make it work. And they love marriage. They like to be in a long-term committed relationship. And from the very beginning of a relationship, they're thinking, where is this going to go? Is it just dating? Is it sexual? Is it romantic? Or is this long-term? Is it going to be marriage and children? So security seekers are always kind of looking at that idea. And to appeal to them, you want to talk about family, maybe children, animals, things related to the country, to community. You meet them at activities, you know, PTA activities, chambers of commerce, anything to do with helping animals and children. And home and family. They're very big on family. They're one of the best for long-term marriages. They really invest themselves in that. And finally, we have the excitement seekers. Now, if you're an excitement seeker, you may be in Vegas right now listening to this by the poolside, having a couple of drinks, you know, listening to a little bit of music, maybe even dancing, because you're the kind of people that love excitement, adventure, and spontaneity. You have strong sensory abilities. You're very detailed to the senses, you know, sight, sound, touch. And you're also very spontaneous. You're the kind of people that say, hey, let's go to Vegas. Hey, my bags are packed. I'm here right now. As I'm talking to you, I'm already in Vegas. So these folks are extremely fun-loving. They like to change things up. Now, they may be a little bit messy or disorganized, and they often get labeled unfairly as flaky, because they can change plans, but in their mind, they're not really flaky. They're just living life as an adventure, and they find something they really enjoy. They might change their schedule for that. They're not trying to hurt anyone's feelings. They're not trying to, you know, be irresponsible. They just like to live life to the fullest. The excitement seekers, you can find them at nightclubs and comedy clubs and casinos. If you want to appeal to them, talk about going out to social events and you know, nightclubs, activities, comedy clubs. Traveling, they love to travel. Now, some excitement seekers are a little quieter. They're what we call introverted excitement seekers. These kind of people that love outdoor adventures. They like crafts. They like you know, hobbies that relate to outdoors, perhaps, like white river rafting, canoeing, hunting, fishing, bungee jumping. They like to take excited risks, but in, you know, things that are outdoors and things like that. And these individuals, if they're more introverted excitement seekers, they're also very independent. Relationships may be challenged for them because they like to live and let live. They don't want to be tied down, and they don't really dislike jealousy and people that want to be with them too much, dependent partners. So give them some space, and these can be wonderful people, very flexible, very spontaneous, great in terms of the love that they give. So these are the four groups, the meaning seekers, excitement seekers, knowledge seekers, and security seekers. Now you may be asking, why do we even want to know our personality type, our groups, whether the meaning seeker or excitement seeker? Well, the first of all is we want to know, what are our talents? You know, who are we as human beings? You know, what are our gifts psychologically and also in the world? Because our gifts are what attract people to us and what helps us be successful. When we go against our gifts, we go against our talent, we work harder. Let's say I'm a great writer, but I'm a lousy speaker. I'm a good speaker, I'm a bad writer. Or I'm good with numbers. Or maybe I'm not good with numbers. Maybe I'm good with people. That makes a huge difference. Recognizing your type, psychological type, can help you find the right career and also business or whatever you want to get into. But also in relationships. Now, having written a lot of these different books, Love Types, and also the most recent one, Guy Types, that came up this year. Guy Types talks about the four personality groups that we just talked about. The key is to find someone that resonates with your style. So usually if you're a meaning seeker, you're better off with the meaning seeker, security seeker with security seeker, etc. Because it makes a big difference. You have a lot more in common. Your values are similar. Your goals, your preferences. It becomes a much more harmonious relationship. Now, people often say or ask me, do opposites attract? And I say only in the romantic movies, where, you know, she's a PhD Harvard sociologist in the hood doing research, and he's a homie, and they meet kind of weird, and then he saves her life. She's almost killed by gunshots. And then they fall in love and get married. But if you look at them 5 years later, what would happen to the relationship? Probably they would be divorced because they have so little in common. They're so different in many factors. So similarities often do better in long-term relationship, research shows. Compatibility is the key. So we're going to have what we call the dating masquerade coming up in Valentine's, where everyone has a mask on, and then we have their personality types. They have a little sticker with it. So you take a test beforehand, and you can mingle with your personality type. So we call this love from the inside out. Instead of trying to just superficially, you know, I like his looks or her looks or like something about their the way they talk, it's much deeper than that. You know, if you're truly compatible at the deepest core and if you're likely to have a long-term relationship. Because a lot of people today, even though we talk about the hookup culture, people meeting for sex quickly through certain applications or websites, a lot of people, men and women, still want that traditional long-term relationship. They want marriage or something where they consider themselves to be soulmates. That's the beautiful part. And here at Love University, we want to help you do that. I'm going to give you the tools if you do want to find a romantic partner, soulmate, husband or wife. And also, we want you to love yourself and develop that inner love, what we call self-esteem in some areas. We can call it self-compassion, self-efficacy in the psychology terminology. Whatever you call it, it's the way to care about yourself so you can have enough to give to others. When you love yourself, you also are able to love others and a higher power or a higher nature. Whether you believe in God or nature, spirituality, there's something beyond yourself that also can lift you up when you're feeling down. And that love is also part of what we're talking about here at Love University. So again, we'd like to invite you to continue listening, tell your friends. Dr. Avila, I am the professor, a clinical psychologist, author, public speaker, and I'm taking you guys on a journey within yourself, a journey to excellence, where you can live the life you really want to live and also love the way you want to love. Until next time, Love University. Call us at 310-226-8090. Love Type for you. LOVETYPE, the number 4, letter U at AOL.com for any questions or comments. Until next time, Love University is now in recess.